This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Disbelief, frustration, and circling the wagons. That could describe the reaction from Save Family Farming after Attorney General Bob Ferguson declined to enforce state campaign finance laws they accused What's Upstream organizers of violating.
Mr. Ferguson has proven that his enforcement of our state campaign laws, which he made such a big issue of in his campaign, is clearly politically motivated. And we consider when you have unequal protection under the law, it's a form of corruption. And that's exactly how we view this.
Save Family Farming President Gerald Barron says this is definitely not the type of behavior voters should expect from their elected officials.
So we're not going to let this go, and we're certainly not going to let the farming community forget that it was Mr. Ferguson ultimately who decided not to enforce these laws. And we believe he has aspirations for higher political office in the state. And we need to remember that he has a tendency to politicize his office, and that's instead of doing what he really needs to do as the attorney general and treat everyone equally under the law.
Barron says they've responded to AG Ferguson's letter asking for written clarification at the least, but also requesting a meeting with him and farm leaders from across the state. The EPA's Office of Inspector General is conducting a congressionally requested audit of What's Upstream's use of federal funds.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.